Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, Blog Talk, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests that we bring you each and every day as we count down the days to this 2021 NFL draft. And one of the young men making his path towards that next level is the standout Hilltoppers from Western Kentucky, Jordan Meredith, all the accolades, Conference USA, second team, first team in 2019. Very, very talented man. And some of the fun things when you think about this young man is the consistency. Basically, he has been the stalwart of that offensive line since he arrived there. And then, like I said, I don't think he's missed a game in the last 3 years. So pretty impressive stuff. But with that said, Jordan Meredith, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Oh, doing really good, man. Thanks for asking. Thanks for having me on. Actually had a really good morning doing some reach-in here at T1 in Bowling Green, Kentucky. So today's been a beautiful day, and it's nice and sunny here.
Nice. And talking about that pro day, I believe it's April 1st. You know, you're about a week or so away. How anxious are you to just let loose and let these teams see what you can do, both the combine prep drills and, more importantly, those positional drills?
Yeah, so I'm super stoked. I'm excited to get out there and showcase my skills. Basically, I've been working for this for the past 2 months. I started off working out at WKU, and then I transitioned over to D1, working out with a great crew there, and they're getting me prepared, and we're excited, and we feel prepared.
That's excellent. And I'm on your page, but you're with the Sports and Entertainment Group, and Alex, she sent me the bio that they put together, and you're great with the way you grade out. I mean, you're one of the top guys in the FBS in terms of all the positional things, in terms of blocking grade, run blocking grade, overall blocking grades. I mean, I think those are intricate things, but I think teams really pay interest to. How much do you? I shouldn't say relish, but how proud are you of those numbers that when they grade you out, you're about as good as they can get, and there's not many better.
Yeah, I mean, any of the accolades that I can achieve are great to have, but at the end of the day, it's just going out there and playing on the football field and playing the game that we all love. It's the ultimate team sport, so if I can play it any longer, I'm blessed to do so.
Growing up, little kid, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, I mean, were you the bigger, more athletic kid from way back then, or did that take time to grow into the body and athleticism that we see today?
Yeah, so that's interesting. You asked that. I was also talking to some of the other people we're training with about this. I didn't start playing football until the sixth grade, but prior to that, I did play other sports, so like basketball, a little bit of soccer, baseball. And I was looking back at some pictures not too long ago, and I didn't think I was that much bigger than everybody else, but I actually was. Looking at some of the pictures, I did stand over some of the players that were out there. And I just, enjoyed the position of offensive line. I've been playing that basically my entire life. I did play some other positions early on, but I was just really good at offensive line, and they just kept me there.
Fair enough. Well, hey, man, it's taken you this far, and you've had a great career collegiately, and you're a month away. You're training at D1. I mean, all the arrows are pointed in the right place, so you must have done a lot of the hard work and things the right way to get to where you're at today, Jordan. I ask all the guys that come on the program this question. I mean, if we threw you in that film room, these scouts are breaking down your tape, what do you think those hallmark home run abilities are that they're going to fall in love with that can get you on a 53-man roster?
That's a really good question. Hopefully it's just them being able to see that I'm a student of the game and I'm willing to learn. I'm able to be coachable. That'd probably be number one. And then after this, I would say I have a lot of grit and toughness that just comes along with playing the position. So those would probably be the number two things that I would hope stand out to some of the scouts and some of the coaches.
Awesome. Now, and this is your show. We want to get you as much love and notice as we can. Anything going,
please,
notice?
Do.
Could it be team junkie, or I said film junkie, team captain, weight room warrior? Maybe the Hilltoppers didn't ask you to do certain blocking schemes. I mean, what do these scouts need to unearth about you that they can find out on the program today?
Yeah, so, I mean, I was very lucky. I've been through a couple different systems. So I've actually seen it all. It's not like I was part of one system where I just did zone blocking or I just did power. So I've actually been able, with all the different systems that I've been underneath, I've been able to experience a little bit of getting out in the open, blocking guys, doing a little bit of power, a little bit of zone. So I've seen a little bit of everything, which makes me very versatile.
Nice. And that versatility can be on display April 1st when the Hilltoppers get after that pro day. For you, when you guys break, I should say, from the huddle, what's your favorite play to execute?
The bread and butter for WKU this past year and kind of the past 2 years would be power, would be gap scheme. I would go ahead and say that gap scheme is probably one of my favorite plays. It's nice to be able to pull around and go block the linebacker or kick out the D end. And it's always nice to get together with the tackle and the center and drive a guy 5 to 10 yards.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Jordan, is, you know, we ask that question, and usually 9 times out of 10, that is a play that the offensive, I think you guys just love to get out in a little bit of open space and be able to get all the momentum behind you and kind of send one of those defenders off into the air. It just it seems like you guys all share that same passion to now you come across as a nice kid. When does that switch get flipped where we become this ferocious, tenacious offensive lineman?
I guess right when I get on the football field, huh?
Fair enough. Fair enough. Any game day rituals or anything like that that helps you get in that mindset?
Nothing specific. I'm just trying to keep to myself, listen to music. And I take that back, actually. Two seasons ago, I did start up something with walking around the field at the beginning. Right when we get there, walk around the field twice. I did carry that on this past season, and then we got another guy there, Wes Dorsey. He's going to carry it on this year, and he'll find somebody else to walk with him. So, yeah, I actually did have one tradition. But other than that, it was mostly just stick to myself and listen to some music and get ready to play the game.
I love it. Once again, Jordan Meredith, Western Kentucky standout here on the C2P, talking a little NFL draft. Now, this April 1st Pro Day, you know, leading up to it, are you going to take on, I should say, does your routine change at all, or are you just going to continue to do, you know, what you've been leading up to this point, or is there a drastic change in the last few days?
Well, I expect that it's the same for everybody. You train really hard the first few weeks, first few months, and then as you get closer to the day, you kind of taper off a little bit. And then you just kind of focus in on the stuff that you really need to work on, let those muscles grow, and kind of get your breath underneath you. I would say it's very standard across the board.
Now, any particular drill on pro days? I know you want to knock them all out of the ballpark, but is there any one particular combine drill that you really think you're going to wow these teams with?
Yeah, I'm guessing in the area I've been able to move laterally. So hopefully I have some of those lateral drills, 5-5-0 drill, I can go out there and impress them all. But like you said, I think everybody is going out there to impress all the scouts and everybody out there on every single drill and everything that they throw at you.
Yeah, and for you, I mean, usually when we talk about this pro day, you're off doing your thing. Your teammates are off doing their thing. Is it sort of weird being in this football mindset, but you're alone? You're kind of not with your teammates?
No, I don't think I'm really alone. I think I have everybody there. I think some of the players, the current players are going to be out there. Some of the current coaches will be out there rooting us on, and I think we have a great support staff. I'm also training with 4 or 5 guys. They'll be out there with me. So it's just going to be like doing anything else. just like coming in today and working out, or coming in yesterday and working out. We're preparing, and that's the reason why it's not going to be anything different, is because we've spent the past 2 months preparing for this day.
Fair enough. That's a good response. And we had your teammate Trey Meadows on the program a couple months back, and we texted him earlier today, and we asked him anything to say to Jordan when he comes on the program. And he said, I believe he said that your lockers were near one another, and he said you were just a great, great teammate and a great person. And what was it like just, you know, playing with him and knowing that you guys are both making your path towards this goal at the same time?
Yeah, Trey's a great guy, smart individual, high football IQ, great person to be right beside. He's going to go out there and perform and do a great job.
Nice. And I believe Bowling Green, Kentucky, I believe this, correct me if I'm wrong, that's where they make the Corvettes?
Yes, correct. And Mammoth Cave is not too far either.
Nice. Now, what's it like? I mean, is Corvette a big thing down there? I mean, do you know that Corvettes are part of the community when you arrive in Bowling Green, Kentucky?
Yeah, so it is a part of the community, and if you have enough money, we can go get you one. They're actually not too expensive compared to some of the other sports cars like Lamborghinis and Ferraris, so there's a lot more people driving around in Bowling Green. But there's always a lot of cool car shows. I mean, you'll just be driving down grabbing some food someday, and you'll just see some, you know, 1966 Corvette or just some other type of super vintage car. It probably happens two or three times a year where you see thousands of, hundreds if not thousands of old vintage cars that come into Bowling Green for a car show. So it is a part of the community here. And actually, fun fact, we had a game against UCA 2 years ago. We stay at this hotel, so traditionally stay at this one hotel. We stay there before the games. And we actually were not able to book the hotel because there was a big car show coming into town, and all the people that were coming for the car show booked it up. So we actually lost all the rooms that we usually stay in before the game. So we actually stayed at our own locations before the game, and then we met up that morning before the game. So, yeah, it's definitely a part of the community.
Wow, that's pretty interesting stuff. Once again, Jordan Meredith here on the C2P. Jordan, before we wrap up the show, we like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out. Some lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Come on now.
All right. Now, take us inside that Hilltoppers locker room. Sometimes schools have a ton of them. Sometimes they have none of them. We're talking nicknames. What Hilltopper had the craziest nickname, and how'd they get it?
That is a very good question. I know that the best mascot out there is WKU's Big Red. I don't know if I know the answer to that one.
I love it. And how about this one? Offensive linemen, you guys are usually the bigger men on the team. Who's the biggest eater amongst your offensive line teammates, and one of the more impressive meals that one of those guys have thrown down that you've witnessed?
We've been at Lean Challenge before, and that was, I think, the center beat us. So the center would take the trophy for that one. I think it was 50 wings, and you had to do it in one sitting from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wow. That's pretty
impressive. There might have been a time limit. I'm not sure, but I know that 50 wings, and it was one sitting.
Ooh. Man. And how about this one? Speaking along the lines of food, draft day will be closing in on us very quickly. I assume that weekend, you'll be around family and friends as you celebrate this next football journey. With that said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
You kind of cut out on me a little bit. Would you reset that last part?
Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared draft weekend as you celebrate that special day?
I guess that would be my mom. There's no specific meal that I would like her to prepare for me. I think it'd just be being around and supporting
anything. Nice. Well, hey, Jordan, thank you for your time today. Wonderful career. Best to you, April 1st. I hope you just knock that thing out of the ballpark. But we'll always like to tell you guys, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you sharing some of your time with us today.
Well, thank you so much, bro.
No problem at all. Once again, Jordan Meredith, the standout Western Kentucky offensive lineman, and a lot to like about this young man. Very gritty, tough kid, and shows a lot of that tenacity that I personally love when I put the binoculars on anybody from the press box. A guy like Jordan is definitely one of the guys I enjoy watching most. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.